It's time for the Savor Food Podcast with Southwest Florida's favorite chef, Matt Geiger.
Well, welcome back, everyone. Charlie McDermott here with Chef Matt, the one and only Matt Geiger. Matt, how you doing?
I'm good. What's going on today, Charlie?
Man, it's Monday. It's President's Day. So
President's Day. Yeah, kids are at kids home, are outside, not school.
Playing late last night. I was thinking, what the heck's going on? They should be doing their homework, but no. It's a holiday.
It's a kind holiday. Sort
of, but here we are.
Yep, working. working. Yeah, no, I didn't realize it was President's Day till yesterday. I'm like, you guys have school tomorrow? They're like, nope. I'm like, okay, have fun with mom.
It's a whole different world when you run your own business, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. Not a bad thing, though.
Nope, absolutely not. So we've got a lot to discuss, as always. And my Lord, you know, one of those, it's the good and bad news about Southwest Florida in general. You know, the good news is there's so many different whatever resources and gorgeous places to buy homes, on and on and on. And in your case, venues, and that's also the bad news. Like, how do I even begin? You know, it's overwhelming. So
yeah,
I thought we'd kind of get into that a bit.
No, that's a great subject. No, for sure. I really, I think that could benefit a lot of people, because this is the first major decision that you make with your wedding, and who you choose as your venue is going to kind of determine how the rest of your wedding is going to even plan out. Yeah. You know, so, you know, having said that, there's a lot of different styles of venues out there, and especially in Florida. You know, we're you know, blessed with, you know, 365 days of sunshine, give or take, you know, so we have a particularly long wedding season, which also strays different from everywhere else, where our wedding season is usually September through May, you know, in that area through the winter. Okay. You know, so June weddings in Florida aren't really sought after, because that's when it starts getting pretty hot and muggy outside. So, but I mean, we can go through a lot of the types of venues first that I come to my head. You know, over the last few years, there's been a huge upswing of how many barn wedding venues are out there. So, you know, and they're not all old rustic looking barns with like cows right behind the dinner table or anything. Some of them are like that, yes, but some of them are very luxurious or very modern type barn venues. And you know, you can almost find them in any county. You know, if you're far away from a beach, and a beach wedding's just out of the question, or maybe it's just not your thing, a barn wedding's I think a really good way to go. I mean, generally they're a little bit more casual about, you know, who you can bring in as your outside vendors and photographers and DJs and all that stuff. And about noise ordinances and stuff too. When you're planning your wedding, there's certain things that people don't even think of. And some venues, they won't let you go past 9 o'clock or 10 o'clock because of noise ordinances. You know, there's either businesses around, or it's in a, you know, small neighborhood, or whatever the reason is. Sometimes it's like, you don't want to cut the DJ at 9. You still want to party. So barn venues are generally, I say generally because they're not all the same, but generally they're a lot more relaxed about that. And you can just party your butt off, you know, because you're on their property. It's a, you know, generally it's a very large property away from a lot of things. And yeah, I mean, that's one of the benefits of having a barn wedding. A couple barn weddings that come to mind when I'm, you know, that I cater and that make my life easier as a caterer, and I just know how they are with customers, you know, not maybe one-on-one, but from the feedback that I hear is, you know, A-Line Ranch is really close to the top of my list. You know, they've been around for a couple years, but they're busy, and they have a beautiful barn, and it's kind of a nice mix between, you know, rustic and like new modern, right? So they have that's gonna be like around North Fort Myers area off Bayshore.
Okay. Okay.
There's a couple out off Bayshore area, and A-Line Ranches has a really good facility. You know, they have a beautiful property, huge barn. I mean, you could do like 50 to probably 500 and still be no problem under
really? The,
yeah, it's really, really nice, you know, and, I know their future plans is to have, like someplace for them to stay out there, you know, that's, so it, and every time
always that would be nice. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, these, you know, there's just some business owners that are just constantly working and it shows, and it makes me feel good too. When I go to a place and it's like, every time I go there, it's like, there's some small improvement or big improvement, but there's so these guys that they do a very good job. I have to say though, I believe they're booked out like almost 2 years.
Wow.
Yes. Wow. So, and they got this beautiful, huge fireplace. And I think that's one of the big draws.
I am looking at that now. I jumped on your website.
Oh, you did.
A-Line Ranch, and what a fireplace.
Yeah, man. You know, and Amy out there, this was like just a, you know, a last minute add-on that they decided on, and they didn't realize like how much of a draw, like having a big, you know, something big to like take photos in front of. You know, they get the fire pits rolling, and you know, there's like a pond that you get married at and look over. It's very beautiful, you know, it's a really cool property. You know, and then, you know, if you were looking for like something up in like the LaBelle area, Arching Oaks is another great barn venue.
Mm-hmm.
And again, they're super nice people. You know, they're not like we're business people in the wedding industry. That's not how them. They're, you go there and they're like really casual. They have a really nice venue. They walk you around, and you know, the husband and wife set up, and it's really, really nice out there.
Wow.
And then another one that we were just at, it's in Buckingham. I think we were there on Saturday night. Is M&M Farms. M&M Farms is another great wedding, like rustic wedding venue. There's a lot around, and you know, for anybody looking, you know, I have a list of 20 venues on my website that you can go take a look at, and they're, you know, they range all over the place, but
yeah.
I mean, that's a few barn weddings. There's so many different kinds of venues, and you know, a big one for, I guess, Florida in general would be like a beach venue.
Yep. Yeah. And real quick, Matt, because you mentioned, I'm just clicking around on your website here with these different venues. I mean, how helpful. This is a great resource. I just want to make sure your listeners know where this is. So number one, as Matt said, it's on the website, which is SaverFirstChoiceCatering.com. And first is spelled out FIRST. But when you go to the homepage, you'll see vendor/community. Click on that and you'll see all these gorgeous venues, man. Great job putting this together.
I wanted to create a tool, like, you know, my staff in the office, they have like a list of people, you know, to tell people and where to look and stuff, but why not give that tool directly to my consumer? You know, when they're planning and they're doing stuff, they can say, they can, all of the venues, by the way, are linked to their website, so you can click on any of the venues and it'll take you right to their website, and you can learn, you know, everything you need to know about them. And it's a guarantee that I can work in there, so that's always a plus.
That's awesome. You know, love it.
But beach weddings, so I mean, in Florida in general, beach weddings is a huge draw. You know, they might not be, you know, my favorite, but some people have dreamed of a beach wedding their entire lives. And, you know, it's sad to say, but a lot of them have been destroyed from Hurricane Ian, you know? Yeah. So the top of my list is, you know, Lover's Key out at, in between Bonita and Fort Myers Beach. And, you know, they're, I would say they're a year or longer out from booking weddings now.
Wow.
You know, it's really unfortunate. So, but it's a beautiful property. You know, if you don't mind being outside most of the time, and actually they had just finished, this was their first season with, it's called the Discovery Center.
And that's right.
Yeah. So they built this Discovery Center as like a, it's not like a museum, but it's like a educational, you know, with exhibits and, rangers and all this stuff in the day to kind of educate you. But for a wedding, you can rent it out as like a indoor space, or they have like, it's an awning to be kind of out of the elements. Cause sometimes it's nice to get the ceremony done at the beach and then move that up to somewhere that's a little bit less sandy and windy, you know?
Air conditioning.
Yes. So we like the Discovery Center a lot. And yeah, unfortunately Ian came and changed everything for a little bit, but rest assured they'll be back for sure.
Yeah.
You know, and outside of them, you know, if I'm going to plug some people, even that I couldn't necessarily cater at, you know, there's a lot of hotels and resorts and stuff like that, that you can get married on the beach. You know, there's going to be a lot of restrictions with, you know, a resort or hotel. I mean, some of them, they don't even let you get an outside photographer, let alone anything else. It's a full service. So, yep. I mean, there's some to say about that. Some people want control over what vendors they have there. People. I know I would absolutely want control over everybody, but some people want something very nice and tried and true, and it's just one set thing and this is what they do, and that's great too. So you know, beach weddings are a big thing down here, and I think it's going to be a little bit before they're all up and running again. Other types of venues down here, unless you have any questions about beach weddings before I move on.
No. I was wondering what the status of beach weddings were because of the devastation. So, geez.
Yeah. I mean, it's just, I mean, there's plenty of beach, but, so another kind of venue is just like your typical indoor venue, which, you know, oddly enough, I feel like we're kind of lacking in our area. You know, there's a few, you know, good ones, decent ones, whatever, but there's not a whole lot of places that can just host an indoor wedding, like finished, you know, that's going to be nice and elegant or whatever, you know, but there are a few spots that I like. One of them is, it's Suite 48, you know, it's not like a super high end place by any means, but it's a really good place to have like your reception area. It's on the relatively low cost side as well. So, I mean, that's always a plus. And then there's another one right down the street from me. I'm sorry. It's not on my list, but I just want to make sure that I get them in here. Cause now that I think about it, they're really cool people. It's a dance studio. So the people that own it are like world champion dancers. Right.
Wow.
And they have this huge space, and they decided just one day to open up a wedding venue. So give me a second, because I want to plug them real quick.
And while you do that, I'm just wondering, you know, so in the whole wedding planning process, and we kind of got into this in the last episode, you know, what comes first? And last week we talked about the caterer and all that, but I guess the venue, I mean, I would think the outdoor venues, you can have as many as you want, but do you need to, if you're considering indoor, these different venues, pretty much, are they flexible or is it a certain?
Well, it depends. So a lot of them are flexible, but they can only handle so much. So, you know, there's fire codes and all sorts of stuff, but absolutely. So when me and my wife were going to get married, we were going to go to the, it's called the Bonita Yacht Club it's called a Barefoot Boat Club. And that's, it's not necessarily a venue, but it's almost like a community hall style venue that they have for all the people that in their marina. So they have like a little tiki bar and a pool and all this stuff. Uh-huh. And that's again, like on the lower cost side, which was really nice, but they only allow 60 people. And when you're planning your 60 people might sound like a lot, but if you were to break it down to like couples, it's only 15 couples per like bride and groom. Right. So I'm sure, you know, most of the people listening have more than 15. Yeah. Kids.
Yeah.
And have more than 15 family and friends around. And, you know, they all have, you know, spouses or boyfriends or whatever. So, but no, so that venue is called Elegant Studios. And it's right dead center Fort Myers, kind of like by Pagefield area. Or actually, no, it's Villas, for sure Villas. And they're great. And that's a beautiful space. Like I said, it's a nice dance studio during the day, and it's a huge ballroom. And they own another spot like three doors down, because it's in a giant kind of like strip mall type thing. And they have a yoga studio, because these dancers, they also have a yoga studio that they teach yoga in, and they turn the yoga studio into like a nice ceremony. So you walk from one to the other, and it's just another great indoor space if you don't want to be on the elements. And it's set up, and you could probably do, I would say you could do 120 there easy, you know. That number thing is something that you have to worry about when you're looking at these indoor venues. Elegant Studios, Suite 48. You know, some people do, depending on your community that you live in, or maybe you know somebody that lives in a nice community. A lot of people get married in their community centers. That sounds bad, but these are like luxury, nice community centers. Yeah. They're like, you know what I mean? Clubhouse, I guess clubhouse. That's a better word for them. You know, so we do weddings in like the Rapallo and Estero and Calusa Sound, Pelican Marsh. They all have very nice, very nice clubhouses, and they're set up for big events like that. And you know, what's the other one we were just at? I said Pelican Marsh. Pelican Landing is the other one. Okay. These are all, so I mean, if you know anybody, you're looking for wedding venues, and maybe you're just not feeling, you know, feeling it with some of these, see if any of your family and friends live in a nice community, and you can generally get them for a steal. You know, any of these wedding venues that I'm going for, they can range from 500 to 1,000 a day, all the way to like 10,000 a day. Depending on your budget and what you want to plan and stuff, you can get into a nice community with a nice room, and it's set up beautifully for usually a steal compared to the actual wedding venues that are, you know, that's their business, you know. So that's always a great
idea.
And then you have stuff like that are half indoor, half outdoor venues. This you see a lot with some barn weddings, and you see a lot with some communities like clubhouses, where they'll do the ceremony and cocktail hour will be outside, and then for your seated dinner, they'll pull you into like a ballroom or something. And at the top of my list is La Finca. That's brand new. They probably have a ton of open dates because they just started booking them. This is their first season, and it's a huge property. I mean, you could probably have, I think the world is your oyster there. I mean, they it's a huge property. I don't think they have a limit at all. I could be wrong though, so don't go and say Matt from Saver First Choice came said we can have as many people as we want, you know. But it's a very large space, and there's plenty of parking, and that's out off of Bayshore as well. There's like a little corner store there, and you go down there, and it's just a beautiful property with ponds, and they actually do have a luxury house that you can stay at for the weekend. It's on the higher end side for sure, but the value is there, in my opinion. You know, it's not a day of, oh, it's this much for the day of and you get nothing. It's high end, but you can stay there for the weekend. They have a beautiful like bridal suite with like golden salon chairs to get ready for your, to get your hair done and makeup done and all that stuff. They really thought of all the little details to make you feel like you're getting ready for your big day. So La Finca is at the top of my list on that.
Love it.
And like I said, they have lots of open dates because they just started booking a few months ago, versus some of these other people that have been around, like A-Line Ranch. I mean, you'll be lucky if you get, I don't even know if you can get any 2023, and I would say 2024 is like 75% booked up, you know, from last time I talked to her.
Yeah.
You know, and then you have in Naples area, because we haven't really talked much about Naples, they have a couple indoor outdoor spaces. The White Rose and Naples Wedding Barn are both, they're both owned by the same people. Great people. They have a really good, like style that they sell weddings in, and we're the one of the only ones around that that do this, and they include all their deco and decorations in their price. So they have this deco room that has that has everything that you can think of, you know, plush feathery stuff. They have, you know, all gold stuff or all wood rustic things, or and it's all organized nice and it's included so that you can come in there and set it up however you want.
Yeah.
It's a really good idea. And that's actually a new those are new for us this season, is going out there. And I really like the way they do business. So, and those are primarily indoor. You could do an outdoor ceremony there, but all the tables and chairs and bars and DJs and all that stuff will be set up inside, you know. Okay. And between the two, they have very different feels. White Rose is a very like elegant, light color, like everything's white and gray and, you know, that. And then Naples Wedding Barn has a more rustic feel.
Okay.
And, yeah, they do a really good job. I like those people. And like I said, they're down in Naples. And, you know, I would say, though, most of the venues in our area are just strictly outdoor.
Okay.
You know, being in Florida, a lot of things you see are outdoor. You know, I'm from up north. You know, there's no outdoor malls. But down here, it's like everywhere you go is an outdoor mall. But you gotta suffer the winter up there. So, you know, and this coincides with that. Lots and lots of venues here are strictly outdoor venues, you know, and one of the big ones that we, oh wait, before I move on, another indoor outdoor that we picked up this year was Sydney Burns downtown.
Oh,
right. So Sydney Burns downtown, there's a few things that I really like about it. A, you can do your ceremony like up on the roof outside, and it makes for a really beautiful ceremony. If that's your thing. Like I really like that look a lot.
Yeah.
Second, everything else after that is indoors. You could use the roof if you wanted to for like cocktail hours or something, but it's limited on how many people you can have up there. But very, very cool. And another thing that I like about it is that it's right downtown. So a lot of people that get married in the Fort Myers area, they'll do their ceremony, they'll do their dinner, they'll do the whatever, they'll do their whole wedding for to like let's say 10 o'clock. And then I would say at least 50% of them either get a party bus or they rides or whatever. And they usually want to go out downtown afterwards.
Yeah.
Well, at Sydney Burns, you're already there.
You're there.
You know, so you can just party it up. And you can go and do your thing. And, you know, a lot of people block off the luminary and all that stuff. So Sydney Burns has a lot going for it in that aspect. And I had to give them a shout on this because, you know, for people that they want to go out and they want to have a good time, they don't want to worry about transportation or any of that kind of stuff, they can book their wedding at Sydney Burns. Then they can go out and then everybody can go to the luminary, which is also right downtown, or there's a couple other hotels, but Luminary is by far the biggest, and they never have to drive, or you know, they don't have to run the risk of drinking and driving and any of that stuff. So I had to give them a plug for that because that's a
good one.
Yeah, that's a good it's just a different style. Obviously, if you want a barn wedding, they're not your place, but it's, you know, it's a historical building right downtown Fort Myers, and you know, they do a good job over there. Wow. But back to outdoor. So, to outdoor is Edison Home, another historical place. They have a beautiful property. It's it's if you haven't been down there just to check it out, you should. You know, even during the day, they take you through all their, you know, Firestone's house and Edison's house, and you could see all the old stuff and where they did their inventions, and their garden is crazy. You know, if you're into gardening and cool stuff like that, it's right on the water too. And it's another great outdoor event, you know, and with outdoor events, you just have to know what you're planning for. You know, if it's, you gotta be okay with it being a little muggy here in Florida, you know, weather's always
part of the charm.
It's part of the charm, you know? Yeah. Well, they say if it rains on your wedding day, that makes it stronger.
There you go.
They say, because when you tie a knot and it gets wet, it gets stronger. The wet knot gets stronger. So that's what they, that's the, you know, the cute saying for weddings. If it rains on your wedding day, you're destined for greatness. Shangri-La Springs in the Bonita area is another great. I would say that's an indoor outdoor technically, but they're usually all the way outdoor. Giant fig trees that you can get married underneath, and you know, it's like a botanical garden. Yeah. So it's a beautiful, beautiful area, and that's in the like Bonita Springs area. They have a long house, which is a historical building in there that generally I would say you could probably see 60 to 80, but if it's more than that, generally they would put like the tables and chairs under the giant fig tree.
Yeah.
Granted, the figs aren't falling. So this is what's crazy. I never ever experienced this before. The fig tree is so big, and once a year, I think it's once a year. Maybe it's not quite that much. I don't know. The figs fall, and I'm like, okay, whatever, you know, like apples, right. You know, apples fall, you know, I get it, but no, the fig tree is so big. It's dropping like 10 to 15 figs a minute. So I know. So we're sitting there working, and you could just sit there and watch. It's
raining figs.
It's raining figs. I mean, it's so big, and it does that for a while. It does that for like a few weeks or a month. It just drops these figs, you know? So it's obviously a lot of cleanup, and you can't store anything underneath them at that time. But I'd never experienced that ever before. I couldn't believe it. You're like hearing them all night. You're like thinking that you're dropping stuff, but no, they're they're dropping these figs every few seconds. Couldn't believe it. So let's see. Oh, sorry. Go ahead.
No. I was going to say, man, again, this is really helpful. For our listeners, once again, get on over to the SaverFirstChoiceCatering.com website to get the list. Did you have another one you wanted to add?
I had one more, and it's kind of like and I'll do it quick because I know we're a little bit limited on time. But we've talked about barn weddings, beach weddings, indoor venues, indoor outdoor venues, strictly outdoor venues, and then the next one is like kind of a combo between like an Airbnb or luxury estates type of thing. So, you know, a lot of the luxury estates that we were at out in Sanibel, they're going to be out of commission for a while, but that's always an option. If you are planning your wedding, is to rent out like a very nice luxury estate. Usually there's a lot of restrictions that come with it. And with Airbnbs in general, they're generally upfront with it on their listing, like no big events, no parties, no weddings, no, you know, whatever, but there's lots of them that encourage it, or they're out where they can allow that to happen. And you're dealing usually directly with an owner, and you know, that's always another option for people. Or maybe you have a small wedding, you know, 20, 30 people, and you don't need the full blowout thing, but it'd be nice to go spend a weekend at some nice place on the beach or whatever. Mm-hmm. So, you know, Airbnbs and luxury estates is a great opportunity for that. And the one that comes to mind for me that we're out at quite a bit, and they actually crossed over from Airbnb into being a full blown venue, is Grace River Island out here in Fort Myers on the Coosahatchee. The place sleeps like 20 people. You can stay there all weekend. They have a nice long house and outdoor area and turf. You get married outside looking over the water. And then at the end of the night, you can send all your guests home and still stay with like your family and close friends. And, you know, we're there quite a bit. We're probably there once a month for a wedding during peak season. Yeah. And they made a pretty smooth transition from, you know, doing Airbnbs and into this. So that's always an option for everybody. And, you know, hopefully people take this information and run with it. And, you know, I just always want to remind everybody that they can always call us. You know, we're here Monday through Friday in the office, and you can always call us here in the office if you have any questions or anything, and use us as a tool because, you know, we want to make everything smooth for them.
Yeah. And I'd recommend that. I mean, again, for your listeners, the number is 239-351-5547. Yeah. Plus, I know that you're always updating the venue list, but hey, there are things that happen week by week, month by month. So it's probably worth a call regardless.
Yeah.
You guys are such a great resource.
Well, yeah, awesome. We try to be. Yeah, no, this has been good. Very educational. Yeah. And you know, there's so much as we're doing these podcasts, just I feel like it's important to, you know, tell everybody listening, especially localists, like we want to give you the resources to make things smooth, but we still understand that you haven't done this before. So absolutely reach out, absolutely use the tools that we give you. And if there's any constructive criticisms or maybe things to make your life easier, like, oh, everything was really smooth, I just wish this one thing would have, you know, this one thing would have helped us. We love hearing that stuff because we're trying to build on making things smooth for everybody. So absolutely use us as a tool and a resource. And, you know,
the other thought on that is for venue owners who aren't on the list, they should probably get in touch you know, let you know that they are available. But hey, for now, quite a comprehensive list. Again, Saver First.
Yeah, we only touched on about a half of them. So sorry, go ahead.
Yeah. So SaverFirstChoiceCatering.com. Matt, until the next episode.
Perfect.
You have a great week, and we'll see you soon.
Yeah, it's been great, Charlie. Thanks.
Thank you for listening to the Saver Food Podcast. To learn more about Saver First Choice Catering, go to SaverFirstChoiceCatering.com. That's Saver, SAVOUR, First, FIRST, Choice, CHOICE, Catering, CATERING.com, or call 239-351-5547.